Hello, welcome back to Miss Kim McLeod VA Real Talk. So today I am doing part two of the Match.com online experience. If you have not listened to part one, make sure you listen to part one. As I've already mentioned, this is my round two of Match.com, just kind of sharing my own personal experience, what I have personally noticed on the particular site and app, just kind of giving my two cents, my judgment on it, and any other type of advice that may help someone that wants to get on Match.com that's thinking about it. So I am really, really excited about part two. So let's jump right into it. Okay, so let's get into this thing. So I am, just to be honest with you all, I am a bit exhausted with this whole online dating experience. So at this moment, I actually, back on the first week of September, it was the second week to be more accurate. I would say the second week of September of 2021. So we're talking about a month ago, I decided to not renew my subscription. I had signed up for the 3-month premium package for $80. And so I decided that I'm just not going to continue on renewing it, just with life circumstances. I'm still trying to get my head right, still trying to make sure that I am balanced with my emotional health and mental health and physical health and work and just family, business, and concerns. So I just felt like it's best for me just to take a break from it. I feel like every single time that I get on one of these online apps or websites, this is what happens. It's like, it literally drains me, like for real. And the interesting and crazy part about it is not like I consume my life with it. It's just, you have to, like, if you're going to pay for this type of service and be proactive, you have to get on it, you know, for you to get your money's worth, really. And I could honestly say I spent like a week or two or so or not even on it, because I was just kind of like, it's even worth me even getting on. But I was like, you know what, just let me just finish up with my subscription and just see what's, you know, what's up. But like my former episodes from back in 2018 and 2019, I did episodes on Zeus. And I did another one on Match, my first experience with Match. So decided to do a part two, of course, of my round two experience with Match. So part one of this series, of course, is still between August of 2021 and the present right now in October of 2021. So my subscription is going to end the ending of October. So, but I just want to go ahead and share kind of what my experiences. I feel like I've been on it enough and long enough to kind of give a decent review and personal experience for all my single people that's out there that are trying to or attempting or thinking about going online. It is work, so please keep that in mind. And for all my married people that are listening, this is the reality of single life. So I hope this kind of helps you on what not to say and what to say to singles. All right, so one of the things that I told you all in part one, that I was going to try to figure out how many between top picks and daily picks that is given to me in a day. Now, I'm not sure is the number the same each day, but I can say for the date of Tuesday, October 12th of 2021, I literally sat down with my notebook, with the app, and each profile, I literally tallied up each profile to get the most accurate number as possible of how many top picks or between top picks and daily picks, okay, that they give me on a daily basis. But like I said, this number could change. I'm not sure. It's just a number every day because today was honestly the first time ever actually tallying it up on how many profiles was presented to me based upon the Match.com algorithm. Okay. So really quick, I just want you to take a moment and just to guess, just to give me a random guess. Okay, so have that number with you. Write that number down. Think about that number. And I'm going to give you the number that I actually tallied up today. That was 245 men that was put on my top, considered as my top picks or my daily picks that was picked directly from Match for me as potential. These are potential matches that's given to me. So you have a certain amount that's given to you each day that ought to be in lines of your preferences and your deal breakers. Honestly, I don't want to, believe me, please understand, I don't want to just bash Match.com. I'm not trying to bash them at all. I think it's overall, I think it's a great service, but I feel like there are so many things that can still be worked at considering the amount of money that they're getting every month. It's amazing how much money they're getting every month. And for them to have the problems that they have. I don't understand it. It's not my field of study, so it is what it is. But I had 245 people that's been presented to me, okay? Now, I want you really quick to take a guess on how many. Now, this is, of course, based upon my discretion and my judgment on what is it that that I like or that I will accept. I know there's a big argument out here where women should not be looking for anyone or whatever. I get the idea behind it, the philosophy under that, the theology under that. I get that. I'm just saying, of course, when you're dealing with a dating app, dating website, of course, there's things that you need to share and do to be proactive in this process for someone to be interested and to pursue a female, okay, if that makes sense to you all. So just really quick, take a guess on how many people that I actually liked the profile out of the 245. So just take a moment, take a wild guess to that. Okay, so with the number that you have guessed, write it down, take note of it. So that number, no lie, out of the 245 people, I only liked 4 people. Think about that. 245 men was presented on my, considered as my top pick or my daily pick for the day. Presented by Match.com for a potential match. Out of those 245 people, I only found 4 people that I felt was relatively decent for me to consider as having a conversation. Okay, now out of the 4 people, I only messaged one of the people. So For those of you that have listened to part one, and those of you that's going to go back and listen to part one, as you know, as I made my reasoning on why I don't initiate the first message most times. I only initiate a message for one or two reasons. One, if they don't necessarily have a profile, but I think they're if they don't have like a brief summary or a description, but overall, but everything else looks like it could be a really good profile, I'll normally will reach out and ask if they could share a brief description as well. And that was that one. That's why I did that one message today for that. It looked like the pictures looked great. The deal breakers, the preferences were all the same. It was just that it didn't have like that short summary, brief summary. So I reached out and I was just like, hey, would you like, you know, I forgot how I ordered it, but you know, it was short and sweet. Just like, you know, are you able to, or would you like to share a little brief description about yourself? And we'll see, give it a couple of days and see if they ever respond. I'm not too much worried about it at all. I'm really not worried about it at all, but just kind of giving you all some insight on how that all works. So with the remaining three, I just sent a like. So they will, if they have a subscription that will allow for them to see their likes and to see their messages, they will have access to see that I did view their account and that they did receive a like from me. So in situations like that, of course, I'm going to give that young man an opportunity to view my profile and to see if it's something that he would like to pursue in a further conversation. So that's the reasoning behind that. As you do the math, so that is ranging around about 61 people, 61, 62. So for every 61, 62 people, that's averaging out into about that number. And I just want to make sure, even when I'm on this podcast right now with you all, so 62 times 4, 61 times 4. So yeah, so like I said, so we're averaging about every 61 or 62 people. I had an interest of one person out of like 61, 62 people. Oh my goodness, this is so crazy. Like, I'm literally laughing with myself right now, because if you're understanding the math that I'm giving to you all, this is why myself and so many other people are so exhausted and drained when it comes to online dating. So you're telling me, for my daily pick, you know, my daily top pick or daily pick, you give me 245 men to look at to view their accounts, and you're telling me there's only 4 people that had decent accounts. And you know what? And the thing about it is, and not to say, I know some people may be listening, you may think, oh, that's because you're just picky, Kim. Maybe you're just too picky and you're not open-minded enough. It's like one of those things that you literally have to sit with me and see what I'm talking about. Because the 4 accounts that I actually liked, they were decent. It wasn't like they was over-the-top profiles. They were fairly decent, average, I feel like normal profiles, something along the lines of what I may put on my profile. Nothing super long drawn out, no modeling type pictures, just regular men that seems to be around the same generation, just be in the same generation as me, as I want to say everyone that I liked today was a millennium in my generation. So it's just amazing how like So we're talking 241. I am not lying to you. I can honestly say 241 accounts were trash. And there's no nice way or sugarcoating this. Like, there were some trash accounts. And unfortunately, a lot of the accounts, the algorithms were so off and so extreme to what I've presented for my preference and for my deal breakers. Because for your top picks and for your daily picks are supposed to be aligned up with what you pick. Now, there is an option to discover and to explore, but that has nothing to do with your preferences and your deal breakers. When they present your daily top picks and preference and daily picks, it's supposed to be in line of your preferences and your deal breakers. So helping you to have a match for the day. And out of those four people, out of those four men, out of the 245, I have no idea if any of those are going to be a match. And no idea, because that's up to them. Now the ball is in their court to, that's even if their profile is active, okay? And that's if they even go through my profile, you know? So there's so many barriers and factors to this. It is mind-blowing. I think, unfortunately, they don't share this type of stuff, and a lot of people don't share it because I think there's not a whole lot of reviews on how I do the reviews, because it is so exhausting to break it down to the reality of it. And I just want you all to know the reality of this, okay? I'm not really saying it's worth a try, but what I'm saying is you can't knock something you're not going to try. Like, don't speak negative. Don't speak down to it if it's not something that you've never done or never attempted to do. Okay? Because like I said, there's plenty of people that have found their spouse through Match. It's very, very possible. Okay? So you have my two cents on that. Okay, so let's jump into some pet peeves, some things that absolutely annoys me and irritates me and frustrates me. And things that all you people out here may get experience in this. So, and also, this is some pointers from people that's already on Match or another type of online dating app. These may be some pointers for you. Like, I am by no means trying to judge anyone, and I'm not really making this as personalized, of course, because some things that I don't want is not necessarily like a bad thing or anything like this. It's just a preference. But the things I'm about to make mention, it's probably not the best thing to do if you're online dating. Like, it's just not the best thing to do. Okay, so let's get into these pet peeves. All right, pictures, huge here. People, please understand, your pictures are so important on Match.com or any other online dating app. Please, like I said in part one, please take the time to share some decent pictures. But I'm going to share some more specifics that has really annoyed me and really concerns me. So, one of those things are when I see profiles, when people have like literally the same pics more than once. Why do you have the same picture 2, 3, 4 times? Or why do you have different pictures, but you're literally sitting in the same chair, the same position, in the same pose, just a different shirt or outfit or a different hat? Like, I don't understand that. Let's have some variety. Let's change it up a little bit. Once again, I encourage you to let, you know, a really good friend of yours or a sibling or a cousin, someone you're cool with, to check out your profile and see if it's something decent. Okay? Pictures, I'm telling you, and it's not a vain thing. It's not vain. All I'm saying is be yourself. Be yourself. But in that, you're doing more than just sitting in a chair all day. You're not sitting in a chair Monday through Sunday, morning, afternoon, and night with the same look. You're not doing that. So why are you doing that on Match.com? So please consider to change it up for each picture. And some of these people, they have like 10, 12, 14 options because they've been on Match for so long. So they have this option to put up more pictures. And it's crazy because you're not actively utilizing all your options. You're wasting your options with the same pictures. Like literally, there's pictures that are literally duplicated. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? Now, granted, this happens sometimes when there's bot accounts, fake accounts, scamming accounts. So that's a reasoning for it as well. But if you're a real person and you are doing this, please stop doing that. Please change it up a little bit. Reach out to me. I'll definitely help you out for a small fee. Let's see here. Another annoyance when it comes to pictures that are outdated and that's like in the past, like literally seeing pictures that's like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Even some people got pictures like from all the way in the back in the day, like in the 70s, 80s. Like, why do you have these old pictures? I'm so annoyed that I can't do nothing but laugh. Like, and, you know, and these are the same people that will end up finding their spouse. And that's the thing that is so hilarious to me. Because someone's going to find it to be so cute. And they're going to find their spouse doing that. But I don't want to generalize or to think that I sound like a smart aleck or I know everything. I don't. But I would like to say that a lot of people will agree with me on this when it comes to some of the annoyances when it comes to pictures. Also, that kind of frustrates me is when people take most of their pictures and they're facing down or up or sideways, and the person is never looking forward in the camera, so you never get their full face. When people do this, y'all have to forgive me. All my listeners, you're gonna have to forgive me. Because I know what I'm saying, it may sound super judgmental, and it just could be judgmental. I'm not trying to make any harsh, one-sided judgments at all. I'm just trying to give you my own personal experience and why myself and so many people are annoyed when it comes to online dating. When someone is like literally hiding to show their full face, either I'm not even trying to be judgmental as in your looks are not even good. Because really, you could be really great looking. You could be really attractive. So really, ultimately, my mind goes to your confidence level. Like, do not show up on online dating if you're not willing to try to improve your self-esteem and self-confidence. And maybe that's part of it. And that's why I'm saying to really have someone on your side to help you cultivate that and help you through the process while you're online dating. Because it doesn't look good when all your pictures is you're looking down or looking straight up or looking sideways and you're purposely not looking into the camera. So for the viewer, someone that is looking through your profile, they're not able to see your full face. Another thing that is very annoying, when people have all their pictures and they're in sunglasses. All your pictures, you have sunglasses on. So once again, I'm not able to get your full face. I'm not able to look at your eyes. Now, this is no attack on no one. No one. It's no attack on no one. You know, if there's a disability or whatnot, I'm not shaming that at all. Not at all. Not at all. But we know there's people like that. There's people like that. There's nothing wrong with them, and they always have shades on. They always have sunglasses on. Why? Something wrong with your eyes. Like, show your face. Please show your face. Because if I'm planning on start dating someone, like, I want you to show your face. Why you gotta keep hiding your face? That doesn't make sense to me. It's okay to have a picture or two with sunglasses on. There's a picture of me. I have one picture of me. I'm in my shades. I'm in my cute shades. Okay, it's nothing wrong with that. But when you have every single picture of all your options and you're in sunglasses, that is so annoying. And it's not helpful. It's not helpful. But surely someone's going to find that really cute and they're going to end up finding their spouse. But anyways, huge pet peeve that so annoys me so much is these pictures with people shirts off. When I see that, automatically my mind goes to, you have no discretion. You have no discretion for yourself. Like, where is the dignity? Like, where is the integrity for yourself? Like, why do you feel like, oh, if I have my shirt off, I'm going to get more likes? You may, but think about the type of people that's going to be liking you, though. Like, you know, you may be okay with that. You may be okay with that, whatever. But it's like, where's the discretion? Like, this is a dating app. This is not your personal, think about this. This is not your personal Facebook page or even your personal Instagram page. This is Match.com, a dating app that people like all over the world are using. Okay. These are people you don't know. These are complete strangers. And I know some people would say, well, people take their shirts off if they're at the beach. Okay, they do it at the beach, but it still is like, why you don't have no discretion? Like, you know, I'm not trying to throw no hits at nobody. I'm really not. But I'm saying even that is different. It is different. It's a different atmosphere and environment. Like, it's like, why do you have to pose with your shirt off? Like, this is, you're supposed to be leaning, like, it's like, there's a time and place for certain things. And having pictures with your shirt off on an online dating site is not appropriate. It's inappropriate. It shows that you have no discretion. It shows that you're pretty much saying that body sells, sex sells. That's the interpretation that I'm receiving. So, hands down, every single time, I don't care what's all on your, like, I really don't care what's on your profile. If I see someone with their shirt off, it's automatic at X. It's an automatic next profile. Because I'm just like, if you're comfortable doing that, like, what else are you comfortable doing? You know, it's just too much. It's too much. Let's see here. Pictures. Another annoyance is pictures that are blurry, dark photos. Once again, it's 2021. Our phones. Up-to-date phones, Android or iPhone, you can take a decent picture nowadays. I'm sure everyone that's listening to this podcast knows someone that's a photographer. You could get a decent picture. I'm not saying your pictures have to be professional, because my pictures on Match is not professional. I don't expect nobody's pictures on Match to be taken by professional photographers, but you owe it to yourself to have a clear picture of yourself, like why every picture is blurry and dark. So also, once again, that could be a fake account. I don't know. Another annoyance is pictures in the bathroom. Now, I believe a lot of people that's listening, we've all taken pictures in the bathroom. But what I'm saying is, I shouldn't be seeing your toilet. I shouldn't be seeing your private toilet, or I shouldn't be seeing a public toilet in the profile of your match pictures. Like, I don't know. That's just very strange to me. But I guess some people is okay with that or like it. Pictures with no smiles. That completely irks me. You know, almost every person that I personally had conversations with, I would bring this up. And I'm just like, and I tell, like, there was a couple guys that I was able to chat with. And I complimented them. And I said, thank you so much for smiling in some of your pictures. Like, it makes such a difference. You are allowed to smile. All your pictures should not look mean. All your pictures shouldn't look like you're about to hurt someone. Like, you should not be mean mugging in all your pictures. Like, your pictures shouldn't look like you're a psycho. I'm sorry, but you should not look like you're a criminal from, like, Forensic Files or Cold Case Files. Like, you can take a decent picture. And I'm not saying all your pictures, you have to smile. But, you know, you could take some really good pictures. You don't have to smile. But then again, you don't have to be mean in every single picture. You know, it's okay to smile. Another thing, I know some of you may not like me saying this, but once again, I'm going to see what I got to say. When I noticed profiles, when people are using all their slots, all their picture slots for their dogs or cats, it is so annoying. It is so annoying. I don't understand why you can't save those pictures on when you have a match with someone. You could share those pictures in your chat, or when you decide to move the conversation over to social media or to your personal phone. But I don't understand, like I said, if you haven't been on for a while, and if you're new to it, you're going to get like 5 or 6 slots. Why use all those slots for your dog or your cat? Like, legit, I have seen so many profiles, like, they'll literally use majority of all their slots, and it's just their dogs or cats. And some of them is like them and their dog and like all the pictures. I'm like, I'm not dating your dog. I'm not dating your cat. I'm not talking to your cat. I'm not talking to your dog. Like, I'm trying to see you in a picture and get to know you. And I know, like, you know, I'm not going against pet lovers at all. Like, you know, granted, I don't have pets, but I know several people that have pets. I've been around people pets. I've dog set. Like, I don't mind being around dogs or cats. I'm not that crazy about cats, but I don't mind being around pets. I'll be around pets. But it's like, this is an online dating site. Like, why do you have to crowd all your picture space with your dogs and cats? It is so annoying. Like, legit, there's profiles. There's so many profiles that people have more pictures of their pets than they have of themselves. That doesn't make sense to me. So pretty much, you're finding someone to date your pet, or you're trying to find your dog a mate. Like, it's just weird. Like, some of these profiles, you would think, like, the dog or the cat is the main person to be matched. It's irritating. It's annoying. And I know I'm just venting here, but I'm going to do it because I don't have another outlet to do it on right now. And I like my podcast episodes. So if you're enjoying, great. If you're not enjoying, I don't really know what to say to you. So I already mentioned the pictures that look crazy. Don't do that. People that's purposely hiding your face, don't do that. Okay, this is another one. It's another one that could be really annoying. When I see a lot of profiles, they have multiple pics with other people. I don't understand it. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know if y'all can hear that in the background, but the train is in the neighborhood. And I never could remember a train coming through here at this time of night. Of course, when I'm in the middle of doing the podcast. That's great. Okay, this is getting so crazy, so I had to take a little break for the train to go by. That is so crazy. I never could recall a train coming through my neighborhood at this time of night. But I was talking about all things annoying when it comes to these pictures on Match.com. So now I'm getting to more of some concerns and some of the annoyance of pictures that I'm noticing. So remind you, think about the amount of pictures that I'm seeing, okay, on a daily basis or weekly basis. If I tell you in just one day, there was 245 pictures or profiles just for Top Pics and Daily Pixel, times that as into how many days that I'm on it for those 3 months. So, of course, I've seen a lot of profiles, a lot of profiles. Another thing that I have a concern with is when I see these profiles and people have all these multiple pics with people. I mean, a lot of pics with their friends, with their family, their coworkers, weddings. Like, I'm not knocking special events and having a few pictures with, you know, some of your friends. Which, I don't know, I'm kind of hesitant to that, because I feel like if you're going to post pictures of like your friends or your family or coworkers, you need to make sure that you've received consent that it's okay for you to post those pictures, because some people don't like their pictures just floating on a dating website. Yeah. Like, there's profiles I've seen, like, they never took a picture by themselves. Like, every picture was with someone. And I'm just like, that's not a good look. That's just, why can't you take just one picture by yourself or two pictures by yourself? I don't understand that every picture got to be with someone. This part I'm about to mention is a concern. When I see pictures of kids, if that's either the children of the young man, or sometimes they say it in like the, in the picture, like sometimes they say, oh, this is my son and my daughter, or this is my niece and my nephew, or this is my friend's kids, or this is my godchild, or they have pictures of people that they went on a mission trip with and they have all these kids. And I feel like that is so unsafe in the times that we live in today. Maybe that would have been okay, maybe in the 80s or 90s, but like, sex trafficking is like a leading, like, is one of the leading crimes globally right now. And you're legit just have people, kids, or your kids profile on a dating site. Mind you, there's so many fake profiles out here that people literally steal pictures, they steal information to create profiles for their own gain. And also, you know, I haven't heard any stories, but I wonder if sex trafficking even uses, you know, online dating as their benefit. I just feel like it is so, so unsafe and unwise to have your kids' pictures or allow someone to have their kids, have your kids put on someone's profile for them to meet someone. Okay? You don't need to post pictures of kids to show that you want kids or you like kids. You know, those personalized pictures, you can share those pictures once you get a connection with someone and you feel like this, you know, you develop that friendship with someone, you feel like then it's safe for them to like see other parts of you, like other part of life, like seeing you with kids. I just don't think it's safe to have it on your actual public profile. Not trying to bash anyone or shame anyone. I think it's a lot of it is the lack of knowledge, is in the lack of the self-awareness to know, like, the time of day that we live in. It's just not safe to plaster someone's kids on an online dating site on your profile. That's all I gotta say on that one. Let's see here. Oh, this is another one that's kind of annoying. Like, okay, so I'm a female, desiring to be with a male. Okay, so on my profile, I'm expecting to see all males. Okay. I just find it so interesting on how many profiles I've seen with dudes taking multiple pictures with other females. And I understand going back to taking pictures with other people. Like, it's cool if you want to take a picture with, like, your sister or, like, your mom, your aunt or your grandma. Okay, whatever. But, you know, I hope you're getting consent that that's okay for you to do. But it's, like, just random pictures with, like, other females and stuff. And the thing about it is, how do you know that these people are really, quote-unquote, family? Because people are just nasty out here, and people are just disrespectful and no type of self-awareness. Like, people, like, will just post pictures of random females or people they used to date or are interested in, and they'll put them on their profile. It's just the weirdest thing ever. And it's, like, it's like a red flag to me. It's like, why do you have to take all these pictures of other females and put it on your online dating profile? That doesn't make any sense to me. It just absolutely doesn't. It's it's another thing too that's kind of annoying when I see goes in kind of the line of the mean pictures. Like, I can't tell you how many pictures that I saw where people literally had their fist up and, like, they had pictures as if they're going to, like, fight somebody or look like they're about to fight somebody. And I'm like, this is Match.com. Like, people are trying to find a date. People are trying to find, like, their spouse. Why do you want to look like you're want to fight someone? I don't know. I don't know. Match.com. If you're listening, I am a licensed professional counselor. I have been in the mental health field for many, many years, since 2013. Okay? I started my studies back in 2007 in college for my psychology degree. Okay? I have a master's in professional counseling. I think it would be great if you all will put me on board to help you all with some coaching, some coaching with profiles and coaching with communication. I think I could be a great help to your company. or if Match.com, if you don't want to put me on board and on your team, if there's any other dating apps that are listening and tuning in, we could definitely talk about something about, you know, allow me to join your team and, you know, doing some public relations and doing some coaching and helping people with their profiles. I would love to help. Because what is going on right now on some of these profiles with Match.com, it will literally drive someone crazy. Okay, so that's, I think that's all with the pictures. Some other things that is very annoying. And this was the same issue that I saw back in 2018, fall of 2018, when I was first on Match, is when I see these old men lying about their age. It is so annoying to me. Like, when you're seeing people that you know good and well, they're at least 50, 60, 70 years old, and they're literally saying they're 30 or 35 years old or 40 years old. And I'm like, oh, man. Sometimes I just want to message them and be like, you know good and well you're not, you know you're old. Like, and I think I'm going to start doing that. Since I only have a couple of weeks, I think I'm going to start sending out messages like, you know good and well you're not 30 years old. You know good and well you're not 35 years old. Why are you going to sit up here and lie and mess up my algorithm because you're lying? I think I'm going to start doing that. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to start doing that because this is a crying shame. This is a crying shame. This is another thing that's kind of like irritating. Is, see, okay, so I'm a Christian, okay? So, of course, I'm only trying to match with people that has the same, of course, spiritual religious beliefs, right? And it's just so, it really makes me wonder and scratch my head when I see profiles when they put in their preference that they're a Christian, but in their profile, they say nothing. When I say nothing about God or their Christian belief or nothing. And I'm just like, would you say all, like, I mean, I've seen profiles where there's paragraphs and it's nothing about God. And I'm like, okay, red flag. Like, I don't know. This is, maybe that's more of a way, more a personal thing, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe that is more of a personal thing, but I just want to, and even if it's just any other type of religion, because they give you option to make your preference. And you make this preference and you say nothing about it, like nothing. And I'm like, so are you really a Christian or you just check that off to be on your preference? It's just very odd to me. This is what I've also realized. I realized, like I said in part one, I realized in August I had some decent, I feel like I had way more decent accounts being presented to me in August. And I feel like as soon as I decided to cancel my renewal, like not to continue my renewal, I feel like my top picks and my daily picks got worse. I feel like, and the thing about it is I'm still paying the same amount. Like I prepaid for the 3 months. So I feel like, I'm not saying it's a personal attack, but it makes me wonder, like, how can I have a month that's full of great profiles and then, like, a month or month later, 2 months later, like, after I decided not to renew, all of a sudden, like, majority of the profiles are trash. And I'm not saying, I know someone's going to read too much into this. I'm not saying people are trash. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the profiles and the algorithms are trash. And I'm like, they're getting worse and worse. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. So I don't know. Does that have anything to do with it? But another annoyance is seeing the same profile showing up. There's so many profiles that are like the same profiles, but are like different names. So obviously that just means like they're fake profiles and scamming. I can't tell you how exhausting it is when you want to play Match.com police and actually try to block people and report people. It is so exhausting and so time consuming. And in reality, no one has time for that. Like that's honestly legit a whole full-time job. There is no way, and that's why it has, like, it's such a problem with online dating sites because there's so many, and you cannot get rid of these fake accounts. Like, there's legit accounts that I remember seeing on, like, Zeus, Coffee Meets Bagel, and Match.com back in the fall and winter of 2018. Like, the same pictures and stuff. And I'm just like, this is so weird. So, and that's why I said you have to be so careful what you post because these people literally be stealing people information. Also, too, I forgot to make mention, going back to the pictures, because I'm quite not done yet with the pictures. I have to go back and mention a couple of things that are very annoying to me in the pictures section of Match.com. Going back to pets, promise you I'm not making a personal attack with people that have pets. I promise. Okay, I don't mind being with someone that have pets, okay? Within reason, within balance. With some of these pictures, honestly, once again, I don't care what else is on your profile. If I see you, like, you know, kissing your dog or cat, like, I'm not saying just a little peck, but I'm saying, like, you all up in your dog's mouth, it's an X. If your dog is, you have pictures of your dog licking all up in your face, it's an X. I don't understand how people don't believe that that is so disgusting and nasty. Like, it's just nasty. Like, why are you all, like, kissing your dog like you're kissing your girlfriend or wife? Like, this is so nasty to me. So, no, it's an X. It's a huge X for me. Also, too, another thing that annoys me about some of these pictures, when people post pictures of celebrities, like, they're screenshots of celebrities that's, like, within their profile. And I'm like, why would you do that? Once again, you're wasting your own slots to share pictures of yourself, but you're wasting them. So, of course, that goes without saying. That's an X. Next profile. I think that is all at this moment in time. With Match, trying to think of anything else that I could think of with Match. And at this moment in time, I don't have anything else at the moment. So, once I finish up with my subscription, that's coming up soon, in the next 2 weeks or so, soon as that ends, I will give you all part 3, just talking about my overall experience, and just talk about, has there been anybody else of interest, or any other significant interesting stories thus far from the experience since August. I want to say from all the people I've talked to, and it's not like I've talked to a whole lot of people, because I really haven't. The majority of the conversations are conversations that never finishes, which is that it used to be a huge annoyance for me back in 2018 when I was on all the, you know, when I was on, like, the 3 dating sites in, like, one season. It used to annoy me so much when people, like, wouldn't finish conversations or they ghost me or whatever the case may be. Now what I'm finding out, like, it really don't bother me, and I really don't care on whatever. It's just like, but it just doesn't make sense, because, you know, I'm 33 years old, and so most of the people that I do communicate with or have quote-unquote matched with are, like, late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s, late 30s, or, like, early 40s, between, like, 40 and, like, 43. So, hopefully by this time in life, you know how to, like, have a decent conversation and communication. But obviously that's not the case. And I can't tell you how many people, like, just have so many unfinished, like, sentences and conversations, things that don't even make sense. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And like I said, some of the accounts, they could be fake. But through all of that, I want to say, from the numbers that I have told you all, there's probably, like, one person that, like, I wouldn't mind talking to, like, that I wouldn't mind, like, probably messaging, texting, or video chatting, or even seeing in person. So, but the thing, what, that's the whole goal, right? That's the whole goal in online dating for most people, is to just want to meet that one person that you feel like you have that connection with, and you want to, you know, try to pursue in something, you know, as a friendship or more than friendship or whatever. So, so we'll see. I'll give you all an update on that if anything comes of anything with anyone or any other networks or connections like Match.com. If you're listening, I would love to be a love coach or, you know, some type of coach for the people that are signing up. You know, that will be great because people need help out here. People need help out here. I have personally introduced quite a number of people. And some of these people, they're married, they have kids. So, you know, I'm just saying, do have a little bit of experience with that, with, you know, helping people out, meet people. But, so yeah, so I just want to just share my two cents on my experience. Unfortunately, I don't think this really encourages anyone to get on, but like I said, don't knock it until you try it. Don't, you know, is this best to know for yourself, to know what's best for you? Once again, this is just my own personal experience. There's what, how many millions of people that actually get on Match? So I'm just one of million, really. You know, no pun intended, like, you know, opinions, but I'm giving you the raw truth, the real truth, the reality of it, because I noticed even when I was looking for reviews, when I wanted to sign up for a dating app back in 2018, I can't, like, there was actually very few actually reviews, and I'm just like, you know what, if I do this, I'm going to give my review on things, and maybe this will help someone. So I just want to say to all my single people out here that still desires to be in a romantic relationship and desires to be engaged and wants married and be married for a lifetime, I just want to encourage you all to continue in your search. Be encouraged. Just know there is a purpose. There is a reason for this season. What I'm sharing with you is what I am personally practicing for myself. Believe me, you know, I'm in it with you. It could be challenging. It could be difficult. It could be annoying. It could be frustrating. It could be irritating. But through it, do your best to enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the search. Don't feel like you have to rush or push anything. So happy searching, and I just want to say thanks for listening and tuning in, and I hope to bring you all some updates when my subscription ends at the end of October of 2021. So you all have a great day, and I will talk to you all later. Thanks for tuning in to Miss Kim McCloud VA Real Talk.